Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there as we launch here into the second hour of the program. As usual, a bunch of stuff to talk about here on tap for tonight. But, of course, your calls, if you make them, will be the primary element of the show, 855-450-FREE. We've been sharing an email to catch you up if you just happen to be tuning in. The email is from David, and he's pretty excited about the idea of market-based protection services, competing market in protection, where you aren't forced to pay for a one-size-fits-all solution. Whether you like the government police or not, you're forced to pay for them. And I find some of the police in my area likable personally, but I don't appreciate some of the work that they do. I don't appreciate them arresting peaceful people. And I don't like the idea of paying to keep my friends and others that I don't know that have never harmed another human being in a cage. And unfortunately, if I decide I want to stop paying for those services, they're going to put me in a cage. They're going to take my house from me. And that's what they'll do to you as well. So I think that needs to change. And so apparently David likes that idea. But his question for us was, what sort of holes could be poked in this idea of market-based protection? What objections?
Everything has its drawbacks, right?
Yeah, what drawbacks can you think of? And, of course, if you can think of some, please hit us up here at 855-450-FREE. Of course, we've also posted to Facebook and Twitter about that question. You're welcome to leave a comment there. If for whatever reason you are petrified of a phone, or you just, maybe can't get to one. So you can join us over at Twitter and Facebook. You can go to twitter.freetalklive.com, also facebook.freetalklive.com. Mark, you had another point that you wanted to bring up.
Yeah, I'm not sure that this entirely focuses directly on competitive market-based security agencies, but it does kind of talk about a world in the future where this world will, this world would, eschew, say, government agencies and things like that in favor of market-based stuff. And I think that people would want, a lot of people that distrust the government want more privacy.
Okay.
So there are some people that want privacy because they believe the government is dangerous and intrusive, and I don't disagree with them. Mm-hmm. And there's some people that just want privacy. Some of them are criminals. Some of them are, they're like real criminals, not criminals that hurt people. They're all kinds of different people want privacy. Some of them just normal folks. You never know why somebody wants privacy. But I don't think you'd probably have much privacy in a world where there's like these rating agencies where people have their rating as their credit rating.
You don't have much privacy today. There's all kinds of information out there about you, and there are companies, private companies and governments, that share that information. So
yeah, but when I go to a store, an agency, and I swipe my card, they don't know necessarily who I am or what I'm doing. That may very well be the kind of knowledge that people want to have about people they're doing business with.
Are we talking about like the grocery store or something?
Yeah,
like
it might very well be the grocery store. Look, if I'm going to sell my car to somebody, maybe I want to sell it to them on payments. I need to have information about that person. I need to be able to swipe their card with my smartphone
completely
and know
reasonable.
Exactly who they are.
There are reasons why the marketplace needs to know information about you. I mean, whether we're talking about banks or loan officers, or we're talking about just a simple transaction at a store, there's different amounts of information that are required in order to engage in most of these transactions, and that has absolutely nothing to do with the government today. That's just the way the market plays. You look at grocery stores and the customer loyalty cards that they have. A lot of people are very upset about these things. These are unpopular in a number of circles where people are concerned with privacy. Whether or not it's about the government getting their hands on that information, people are still concerned with just having the grocery store know the information about them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in a lot of the cases, the grocery store does not check your information when you fill out their forms. You can just fill out John Smith on
right there. I have one where Captain America is going to buy groceries on a pretty regular basis.
So, yeah, I mean, you can do that. But also, some stores realize that the marketplace some in the marketplace desire that privacy, and they cater to that. There are stores, there's one store here in town that advertises that they don't have the customer loyalty card. You know, it's like, you never need a card to shop at our store, that kind of thing. Yep. So, the market responds to what people want. If people want privacy, they'll figure out ways to help them stay private. But ultimately, most people don't really care about
that. No, they mostly don't.
And because people want products and services, and they want them in a fast...
Facebook is a real good example as to how people don't really want privacy.
Right. They want them in a fast manner. They want them in a manner that is quick to deliver at a low price. And in a lot of cases, giving up identifying information can facilitate that. So the fact is, this isn't even a conversation about government. This is just a conversation about privacy. And whether or not government exists, there will still be companies that want your information, and there will still be people that don't want to give that information up.
Yep.
And ultimately, if you're the kind of person who wants privacy... And, I have some experience with being private. I'm not so private anymore, but I live that lifestyle.
Yep.
And I know that if you want to be private, and Boston Tea Party actually wrote a book on this, and it's where I learned a lot about it. It's called, I think it's called Privacy. Yeah, we'll just look for Boston Tea Party and Privacy. You'll find it. Bulletproof Privacy, that's what it's called. Anyway, the general idea behind privacy is if that's something that's important to you, then you're going to have to spend time and money working to become as private as you possibly can. So there's, again, we're talking about a spectrum here, right? There's the level of privacy where you just kind of opt out of things that are common, like a cash card or whatever, or a grocery store card. And then there's the level of privacy where you're living in the woods and no one knows where you live and they don't know what your real name is and they don't, all of these things.
Yeah.
So, whatever level of privacy you want for yourself, it's going to take effort for you to attain that, and it's going to cost you. Because, for instance, Mark, you mentioned that if you're getting a loan or there's some sort of thing that you have to make payments on, the person loaning you that money is going to want to know who you are. So you have to, in order to avoid those situations, have cash. I mean,
you're talking about the world today. What I'm saying is it may very well be that stores don't actually want to do business with you, or they want to set their pricing based on the kind of person with whom they're dealing. Like, I can tell you as a business owner, I absolutely want to do business with certain types of people, and I don't want to do as much business
with other
types of people. You mean the ones that
pay their bills, those kinds of people?
Not just that. I mean, there's all kinds of people. I don't want to do, I don't want to, as a business, even be associated with certain types of behavior.
I don't see how this matters regarding the government. Why does it matter? I'm confused. Like, right now, you can decide who you do business with, so why does this have anything to do with the future world?
Because I can decide who I want to do business with, but I don't have that much information about them, and I would like to have more information. Wait a second. You asked me a question. Let me answer your question. Just hush for a second. You asked me what this has to do with a world where there's really no monopolistic government, and I'm telling you I think that world could have less privacy.
I don't understand how the government has anything to do with it.
There won't be a government. Aren't we talking about a world without a government?
Right. I don't understand how whether the government exists, a monopoly on violence, has any bearing on whether or not people are private or not private or
whatever.
Because
governments can pass laws. Because the government believes, the claims to the Constitution gives a right to privacy. So currently people have
only
some level...
Only from the government. The right to the Constitution only creates restrictions on the government. Of course, we know they ignore
them. I believe
that
this level of privacy could exist outside of a situation where the government enforces it upon us or doesn't enforce it upon us. I think that this could happen anyway. I think you're right on that.
Look, man, if what you want is more information about your clients or people you're dealing with, the information's there. Go ahead and sign up for Intellius or whatever it is. You can go online. There are all kinds of information aggregators out there. Companies make it their business to know about you. Go to ZabaSearch.com and type in your name. Check it out. ZabaSearch, ZABA.
Sure, they have my addresses, all kinds of things.
.com. They've got your history of addresses there.
Well, a lot of good that's going to do to them. 7 years ago I lived someplace in, Bradenton,
the
Florida.
Point
big
is,
fat hairy
it's
deal.
Just an example for you, Mark, of the information that's available free for somebody that wants to go and find it. There's a this is what certain companies do, these information aggregator companies. If it's important to you to learn more about people, you can. If you're not doing it, it's not the government that's stopping you. It's you not wanting to go spend the $39.99 to sign up for the yearly package of whatever informational provider they have. The private investigators can tell you anything you want to know about somebody. 855-453-SACL, CAI, toll free line 1-855-450-3733. And if you don't want to end up in those databases, then you have to do the due diligence to stop it.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage for purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides, or for a consultation. Call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring us anything you want. 855-450-FREE. SACL, CAI, toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free there, including the mobile site. Those of you with a smartphone, you can just go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com and get access to our live streams there. We've got the broadband version, mid-band, and narrow-band, so different stream bit rates for different size and speed internet connections over at m.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we will take your phone calls about anything. But first, I want to tell you about a great site that you can visit to get all kinds of liberty-oriented news and opinion.
That's right. It's freedomsphoenix.com. Over there, you can. I do use it for show prep on a pretty regular basis. Oftentimes, many of the stories that are at freetalklive.com are over at freedomsphoenix.com. It's a great news aggregator. Whether you're looking for information on the economy, technology, communications, or the rise of the police state, you can go to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it.
All right, so let's go to you and your calls and your thoughts. Shadow is listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, Shadow.
Hello there. Yes, hey. I was paying close attention to what you were talking about in databases. And what I want to know is, how can a person get out of those things, man? I mean, I don't like it. I was raised with my folks. We always believed in privacy. In fact, we had about a 10-foot high hedge all the way around our yard. And, of course, guess who got to clip it? But anyway, we had that. We believed in privacy. And I'm having a little trouble with identity stuff right now that I got to keep working on. So how, and I must be coming out of some in databases. So what can you do to get out of them things?
You can't. I mean, the information they have, it's theirs. I mean, they've acquired it through various different agreements that they have with other information collectors and providers. There's all kinds of information being sold and shared out there about you. But it's all old information. It's information that is only current to now. And if you want to change that, then you have to change your habits. You have to change the way
people,
you live.
Places, and things.
So, you know, give up the bank account, give up the credit card. Move to anonymous transactions like maybe Bitcoin or, you know, a Bitcoin-based card or a prepaid card. Get some
cash.
Right. Start using an alias. I mean, there are all kinds of things that you can do now to ensure that you have more privacy. Rent a house from somebody that's not going to run a credit check on you, which means you have to pay them cash in order to avoid that sort of thing.
You can open an LLC named John Smith, and when you open that LLC, then that LLC can get things in its name. Like,
it could if it has credit, but it won't have credit right out the gate, so you don't have to have cash. You will basically have to have cash in order to get out of this system, or bitcoins or whatever.
They want most of your information when it comes to credit.
Right. So,
well, I didn't ask to get in this system right here. They don't have my permission to do so.
Doesn't matter. Anytime you fill out some kind of a form.
Indignation will not get you out of the system.
Anytime you fill out some kind of a form or an application or something like that, you are consenting to giving up your information. You consented right then when you filled out the form at the doctor's office, or when you filled out the form to apply for renting a house, or certainly to buy, get a loan, etc. All of these things, you consented to give up your information in return for some sort of service that you desired more than you desired your information. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, Shadow. But yeah,
well,
you can change it.
I don't think I spread it around like that. You're supposed to be trusting these local people like that.
Well, you don't know who gave up the info. I mean, there's all kinds of agreements, and you can't really place the blame on anybody in particular. You can certainly blame governments. I mean, lots of driver's licensing bureaus
sell
their information wholesale to various different marketers, and then those marketers sell their information to other marketers. And anytime you give up your information, whether it's something as simple as an email address or something as detailed as a social security number or physical address, life history, things like that. I mean, I'm looking here at Intellius, Mark. They know your alias. I mean, they know your name's Manwich.
Oh, God.
Yeah. thanks, Shadow, for the call. Good luck.
Okay.
Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. They know where
Manwich
you work.
Was my alias on the show, 7 or 8 years
well,
ago.
Yes, a long time ago. And I can't imagine you put that down on too many forms.
I can't, no.
So let's go to Agony.
Why would I?
Right, exactly. Agony listening in Austin, Texas. So these guys have their ways of gathering info, and I'm sure they're very, very good at it. If it's your business, Mark, to sell advertising, it's their business to get your information,
yeah.
And they know their business.
They can't be as good as me.
Let's talk to Agony listening in Austin. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, Agony, what's on your mind tonight?
All right, so I watched a movie for the first time 2 days ago called The Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah.
And the protagonist, she volunteers for the game. And she's like the first person to do it in 74 years.
That's right.
That struck me as a little bit improbable because the people living in that society are really impoverished. So it seems like there would have been more people who would have actually volunteered for the game.
Well, how many people do you know? Of course, we're talking about the Hunger Games. I presume a lot of our listeners have seen it, but not everybody has. This is a movie based on a very popular book series. There will likely be a second and third movie as well. In the beginning of the film, the protagonist has a younger sister who is chosen to participate in these deadly games that they hold every year or so or whatever. And basically, they put 12 young people into a foresty kind of area.
And hunt them.
And they hunt each other. And they end up killing off one another until there's only one remaining. So I don't think it's too unrealistic to believe that most people wouldn't want to volunteer for their own doom.
Well, yeah, but it seemed like a lot of the people were so impoverished that they were near starvation.
Well, it is a movie, so you do have to suspend
disbelief.
There
are people around the world that are near starvation, and I mean, they could... you know, kill their neighbors and stuff like that for food, and they generally don't.
Right. The drive to live is pretty strong among the human animal.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if the movie didn't allow you to suspend disbelief, then they failed in that particular area. That's what a movie's about. You know, I mean, it's kind of funny. While people will be watching like superhero movies and stuff like that, and then see some little bit of it. I mean, there's people flying around shooting energy bolts out of their hands, and they'll see some little bit like, well, that banker wouldn't have let him go without checking his credit card or whatever. I mean, you know, it's just it's interesting how we can't suspend disbelief in certain areas.
Did you like the movie Agony?
Yeah, I went ahead and watched it again last night too.
Okay, well then, you know, there you go. If you liked it enough to watch it a second time, it must have been okay. And we hopefully cleared that up for you. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I was just wondering that in a free society that's based on the non-aggression principle, it seems like people could actually run a Hunger Games in the real world if people were willing to volunteer for it.
Well, right now we have people that beat themselves up in these various different kickboxing arenas.
Take a look at regular boxing. I mean, you can almost be guaranteed your mind isn't going to make it through that.
Yep. So I think you're right. I mean, there is this certain group of people in society that are interested in seeing violence, physical violence, and as far as I'm concerned, it's not interesting to me. But if that's what they want to do with their lives and their money, then it's none of my business. Thanks, Agony, for the call. Appreciate it. 855-453. Mark, did you see The Hunger Games?
No.
You didn't end up seeing it?
No, you know, whatever.
You probably should rent it, though. Good chance.
Why should I?
I don't know. It was like a big deal for the Liberty community, I guess. 855-453. Yeah, it wasn't really too Liberty-oriented of a film, but it had some themes. 855-453. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House number 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House foods is over today. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Today only, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring us anything you want. 855-453. And we promise we'll respect your privacy if you call in. You don't even have to tell us your real name. You can call in and claim to be calling from anywhere you want to.
I'm thinking Agony's real name wasn't Agony.
Yeah, probably true. 855-453. That's the toll free number here. Of course, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com.
What does real mean when it comes to a name?
Yeah, it's true. My name is not what I was given as a child, and so I guess there's the legal name, and then there is a name that you could just call yourself, and you can call yourself whatever you want here. So you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Also, when you're signing up for freetalklive.com, you're also not required to give up any identifying information except for an email address, which, of course, you could technically use some sort of throwaway email so you can completely retain your privacy. But, again, you got to know how to do these things. Learning about privacy takes time. It takes effort to do these things, and we can continue here in moments.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you got into that business in order to do that business and not do accounts receivable, well, SACL CAI can handle that vexing task for you. Whether it's collections or layout billing or purchasing charged off receivables, SACL CAI's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL, C-A-I. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so we'll continue here at 855-450-FREE. Now, just to go back around here in a moment, Mark, there is more to the email, is there not?
That's correct.
That we started the show out with. We'll get to that. But any further thoughts on the issue of privacy that you wanted to get out there?
I don't know. I mean, I wonder what the value is sometimes. I've got a friend of mine who's constantly looking for the next for the imminent collapse of the United States and the world's economy, and. He thinks that in that time period that the government's going to get very tyrannical.
Mm-hmm.
And, if the government gets much more tyrannical than it does, then I can see why privacy might be a good thing. If for whatever reason I wasn't, say, paying income tax or something, I might want to be more difficult to find. But,
right.
Today, that's not how I feel. I mean, I don't really have anything to be afraid of. Not that I don't have anything to hide, but that I don't have anything to be afraid of.
Well, I mean, there are always government aggressors who could do something to you, whether you're private or not.
Yeah, they could, but they could do whatever they want anyway.
Right, whether you're private or not, they're going to do something to you. And actually, as we've seen, if you get picked up by the government aggressors and you attempt to retain your privacy at that point, they don't tend to take to that very well.
No, they tend not to.
In a lot of cases, they will lock you in a cage until you decide to give them information. That's what happened to our friend Sam, who was locked in a cage for 58 days.
Yeah, almost 2 months.
Because he refused to give them information. Now, they knew who he was.
Yeah.
They found out a few days in, basically. It took him maybe a week max to discover what his legal name was and learn about him. They did the research and they found out. I mean, they've got tools that allow them to do that. But the fact that he wouldn't give them the information is why they kept him in the cage. Sick stuff. So
he went on a hunger strike, lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah, it was bad. And so you don't have privacy when you're in the cage. If you don't give up your information, they'll just keep you there.
Yeah, the right to remain silent?
Nonsense. It's all just a big joke. So, you want to be private? Take the time to learn about it. It's harder today than ever before. That much is true because of the information superhighway. It's pretty easy for information to flow around and for different companies to share it and to sell it. It's very easy for that to happen. So it's harder now than ever before. But we do have interesting tools today that hadn't existed before, like the Bitcoin, for instance. That is, I think, a really unique tool that can help people stay private in certain financial aspects,
pretty much all of them, if you want.
Well, right, because you can stay completely private from the word go with Bitcoin. I mean, you can take cash and turn them into Bitcoins without revealing any of your identifying information to anybody. Now, Western Union's going to ask you for identifying information when you go to their little phone kiosk and try to, when you use BitInstant.com to turn cash into Bitcoin. You can lie to them. You don't have to tell them what the truth is.
I used a major bank, and they didn't ask me for word one.
Really?
Nothing.
That's excellent. So you walked into a bank at which you do not have an account?
That's correct. And deposited cash into a account. They don't care if you're depositing cash into an open account. I mean, that's what they're for.
Mm.
So they didn't ask me for anything. I was very, I knew that my listeners would want to know that information. Yep.
And so that gives you a tool. And there are other tools out there, likely, that are being created by or already have been created by privacy-minded people who know what they're doing when it comes to privacy and who can help you. I mean, you look at the Silk Road, there are people selling fake IDs on there, for instance. That's another way for you to kind of create an identity. There's one person on there who claims to be selling. Now, whether it's the veracity of their claims, I don't know. But they claim to be selling. Create a new identity kit where they give you the information that you need, because it's really all about knowing how to do these things. You get the information you need to supposedly create an ID.
You'd think that would be available for free on the internet. Once one person buys it, then they put it on the internet.
Yeah, you'd think. I guess, I don't know, Mark.
I'd be skeptical of that.
I'm obviously skeptical. I mean, you're talking about the Silk Road. You don't know who the sellers are, so it's who knows what, the legitimacy of it is. But there's information out there. Buyer beware. Do your due diligence, do research, and take your time to learn about privacy if that's something that interests you. Otherwise, hey, be an open book. You'll certainly get things fast and cheap and, that's what the world is now.
Yeah, that's what Facebook's all about. I mean, that's what the internet's all about. I mean, you're wide open out there.
But then again, you choose what to put on Facebook. You know, you put the information on there that you want to reveal, right?
The more you use the internet, you know, just sort of in the normal ways, the more information you're giving up.
All right, so moving back to the email box where David is talking about market-based protection services.
Right, so he's going back and talking about these sort of market-based protection agencies and stuff like that. He says, so... I'm going to go back a sentence here. I was wondering if there was anything that you don't like about the idea of private police. Also, I'm curious about traffic control. Unfortunately, not everyone can be trusted behind the wheel, which I think we can all agree on. And how would that work? Obviously, I don't see fines as being the answer anymore, as it would just invite abuse. What would discourage careless drivers from being so careless?
These are really good questions, and I don't have a good answer for it, but I can tell you that privacy is not going to be very easy to have if we're talking about a roadway situation where we want to know who's who and who's the bad driver and who's not. So it might be difficult to be private on a road like that. But then again, who knows what mechanisms the market will come up with to help keep people safe on the roads.
We already know right now what the mechanisms the marketplace will come up with to some extent. I mean, the fact is that governments are making it difficult for Google to have its unmanned car on their roads.
Under the
guise of making it easier, they're making it harder. And the fact is that we know that government regulations get in the way of technology. We probably would already have the flying cars if it wasn't for this. But let's just talk about this Google unmanned car.
It's here.
They're testing it right now. You would, it has had one accident, and that accident is when somebody hit it.
Really?
Somebody hit the car, and this thing is incredible. Technology that would use existing roads without having to do any upgrades to the roads. It would make it so that, imagine traffic where these cars can all get within a foot of each other. They can bunch in real tight. Traffic would be alleviated. They'd be moving along at 90 miles an hour like one big organism, swishing in and out and that kind of thing. And it would be amazing. So, I don't know. I mean, basically what my answer is that probably cars, I would prefer...
Maybe you'd have the Google road and you'd have the road for the people that just don't want to do the, the Google thing.
There's the Mad Max road where you can go and go over there and hit the gas and go 120 miles an hour with razor blades flying on your wheels. And then there's the Google road, whereas all you have to do is, get on there and the car will drive you to work. You can take a nap.
How sweet would that be?
That's what it's going to be like. Load, it's going to change cars entirely.
Right.
Cars are going to be facing inward where people are going to sit around a table and talk and chat and stuff.
Yeah, that would be great. 855-453. And it's a really interesting example, the Google car, of how even with the crappy road technology that the government has, that they've still been able to design this thing to work.
Yep.
More coming up through Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. TGen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, and here tonight it's Ian
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can also support the show via Bitcoins. We talked about them briefly in the last segment in our discussion about privacy, and Bitcoins not only are a way to stay anonymous online with your transactions, but they're also, they make it impossible for the system to get involved in your transactions, in that you don't have to beg any bank's permission to use Bitcoin. You don't have
to. They are a currency. I want to make that clear.
Yeah. You don't have to beg any government's permission to use Bitcoin. So they're a currency, but not like any other currency you've ever been used to.
Not like anyone you're used to.
Because they're all, for the most part, issued by governments or corporations. The Bitcoin is neither of those things. It's an open source, decentralized, peer-to-peer system of digital money that can be transferred nearly instantaneously online. And it's incredibly useful for so many different purposes. You can go to weusecoins.org to learn more. That's weusecoins.org. And, of course, you can also go to bitinstant.com to get your hands on some Bitcoins. And as I understand it, there are some really exciting Bitcoin concepts that are going to become a reality soon, because nobody has to ask anyone's permission. There's no licensing fee. If you want to go out and create some sort of an app for Bitcoin, you want to create the next killer app for Bitcoin, which could be this new Bitcoin card that they're working on, which sounds awesome to me. Bitcoincard.org, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds right.
Is that website? Nobody had to ask permission to go create the Bitcoin card. They just had to do it. They came up with the idea. The Russian oil tycoon came up with the money. hired the programmers and the whiz kids, and they put it together, and they're working on it, and it should be coming out, later this year, early next year, something like that.
That card, I'm not going to predict that thing. I think it's so strange that I'm not willing to even predict its existence as coming into existence.
Okay.
But they will be talking, they are talking about what I think is much more doable, actually is being done, is a Bitcoin debit card where you can essentially spend and Bitcoins.
And that's not the business. Bitcoin card, that's something else?
No, that's something else.
Oh,
the Bitcoin card. It talks to other Bitcoin cards and
right.
The whole network and that kind of thing. No, this is just a debit card.
Either one of them, I think, is a great thing. And
BitInstant's going to have a way to pay your bills. You're going to be able to pay your bills, your mortgage and your power bill and all that stuff in Bitcoins very shortly.
Yeah. So lots of neat developments are going on there. And the reason why it's developing so quickly, literally within a few years, all of these things are cropping up, is simply because no one has to ask permission. There's no intellectual property hanging over this development process, which can really kill ideas.
Mm.
You know, the idea that you should be able to protect your ideas kills ideas, because people who can't use someone else's idea to build upon, to create new wealth with, because that's how you make new wealth, you take existing ideas and add your brain power to them and make them better. But if you have to ask someone's permission, some corporation permission, before you can use their characters or their concepts or their patents or their ideas, then you're just stuck in a legal process before you can even get, part one done of whatever it is you want to develop. So, Bitcoin, we use coins.org to learn more. 855-450-FREE. To the email box here, this one came to me, Mark. The last one you had was directed at both of us, but this one came into my email. I don't know if you got this one from R.
They're probably lambasting me. Go ahead.
From R. Allen. No, this has nothing to do with you. It was a response to
it all has to do with me, my friend.
Conversation we had with somebody on the line, it was probably about 2 weeks ago now, with a man who was angry. Somebody who was on the line with us that was angry, and the way we handled it was very upsetting to R here. He says, "Your lack of understanding for the man's anger is most disturbing." And, of course, I did understand the man's anger because I've been there.
Was I on the call?
I don't
recall.
Okay. I've been there. But you've been on calls like this
so
before.
So this is a person who's angry at the government and wants to do something about it?
Wants to do something violent, yes.
Okay.
And you've been on calls like that before, whether you're
this
one or not.
I've been on 100 of them.
Yeah. So, and I can understand the anger. I really can. And I, if it didn't seem like I had empathy for him, then I apologize, because I certainly do. I've been there, and I don't want to go there again. It's a very dark place.
I always start that conversation with those people as, look, I understand.
Me too.
I know what it's like. I've been in, those situations where I think that the very best solution in that moment in time is to get some gun and solve some kind of problem in that manner. And it's
I've heard you talking about taking a tree down in your driveway and taking them out as they come up.
Right, and it's ludicrous. I mean, how many you're not going to take anything out. You're going to get taken out.
Yeah.
These people
only in your dreams
are right. They are specialists in dealing with the violent lone gunman guy who says no to them. They're specialists in that.
That's right. They've been training it on scenarios like that for years. You and I, not so much.
Yep.
And even if you and I had been training on those scenarios, we certainly don't have the manpower to do anything about it. But all of that aside, there are, other reasons that are practical to where violence is not a good idea. And that is, of course, people look down on it. They don't appreciate it. They believe that the government guys have legitimacy that you don't have. And so you're instantly the lone crazy nut job. Or if you're with more than one crazy nut job, you're a group of crazy nut jobs. Then you're a militia or whatever. And so it's just
they ought to be scared. I mean, they have every reason to be scared. The fact is that most governments, this government included, were instituted by a band of armed, dangerous, violent people. Of course they're frightened of this kind of thing. They have every reason to be. I mean, because what they see is another group of people that will enforce their violence upon them. That's what governments have been up to this point. And as far as most people are concerned, that's what makes them legitimate. People believe the United States government is legitimate. They do not believe that the British government trying to rule over us is legitimate. How can that possibly be?
Right, and before you flip out and say, you don't like militias, I've got no problem if you want to go and train in the, you know, the woods and shoot with your friends and you know, go through whatever maneuvers that you want to go through. If that's what you're, you know, float your boat, by all means. I think that there's some validity in the idea of people defending their territory from aggressors. I don't think there's a problem with the concept of a militia. I think that a militia tends to attract agent provocateurs, where you will, if you have a militia, then it's very likely that someone who's an FBI agent is going to come in there and start to offer you things like guns and bombs, and encourage you to utilize them to blow up the government because they want to create a plot that will allow them to make a bust and allow them to make themselves look like they're doing something to keep the country safe. So I think that whether or not militias are a good or a bad idea is irrelevant because they're a target for agents provocateur, and that can be a real problem for people, as we've seen many times over the years. But let me go on with his email here. You think he's living in a fantasy land? You're the one who's living in fantasy land when you think that everyone running to Peachy Keen, holding hands, and thinking positive thoughts is going to change anything. I was at Occupy, and I saw how the cops treated the people there and ignored the law to shut down the protest. You yourself have said that the powers that be don't care about their own laws. So how in the hell are you going to change anything by using law and common respect? Smuggo? Laughing boy?
So when did you ever suggest using law to solve problems?
I don't know if I suggested that, but, if you did change the laws, then in theory they wouldn't put as many peaceful people in cages.
Okay, I mean, it just doesn't sound like you to suggest law as a solution to something. I mean,
I support working within the system. I don't think it's very effective, but
I support working within the system too. I just, you know, that's not a terminology that we use.
No, I don't want to pass more laws.
I would like to change laws to make them, better. And I do think that getting more people into one area, no matter what you do, holding hands and thinking positive thoughts. Probably not the most effective way to get together, but I think a good amount of hand-holding is fine. I think it builds community. Yeah. You know, no big deal there. Thinking positive thoughts is usually a good thing for you. Getting outraged and going after the police, go ahead. If you think it's an effective solution, go ahead and do it, and we'll see who survives long enough to have some kind of solutions.
Well, you don't really mean that.
No, I don't. I think it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, written by a very angry individual who's probably going to solve his own problems before I ever have to.
Yeah. Going in and doing those things is not going to help anything, because whenever somebody goes out with a bang, or whenever somebody targets the police or blows up some sort of government facility or goes after city council or whatever, you don't see the government fold. You don't see a bunch of people rise up in inspiration by that crazy
man. They're not inspired.
Nope. You can
look. How inspiring was this Jim Holmes guy here in Colorado? I suppose he got a couple other copycats behind him.
Yay. Yeah, he hasn't taken down the state. Of course, that wasn't his intention.
Who knows what his intention was?
But, his intention was apparently to go and shoot up a theater full of people.
I don't know.
If it was actually him, we don't know. It's alleged and hasn't been proven. But there's more to Mr. R. Allen's email here. We will share that in a moment. He's very upset at this whole peace thing. You think holding hands is going to stop these people? 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves here. I don't know, but I don't. What I do know is I'm not going to lower myself to their violent level. I don't think that changes anything. Hour 3 next. You take control, and your thoughts are welcome as well. 855-453.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Of course, it's not accredited in all states.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.